Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. Welcome to Daily Dose. Hope you join us today as we dive into Scripture and we take a look at what God's Word has to say for us today. Hey, how are you doing today? Welcome to Daily Dose. Today is April 10th, and today we're going to talk about how if you really take a look and if you really examine nature, it almost seems like nature praises God itself. In fact, the psalm that we're going to read today can almost be broken into three different parts. You have the heavens that worship God, the earth that worships God, and mankind that worship God. And what's amazing to see out of all of this, out of everything that's happening, is that even the earth, even the nature, even every small little aspect of it worships God. If you have your Bibles, open with me to Psalm 148. Psalm 148, and we're going to read 10 verses of Scripture. Read with me in verse 2. It says, "Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. And he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all depths, fire and hail and snow and mist, stormy and fulfilling his word. Mountains and all the hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping through things and birds. King of the earth and all people, princes of all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children." What I love here is that the psalmist doesn't leave anybody out. The psalmist doesn't leave anything out. The psalmist talks about creation in such a way that it encapsulates so much that is going on within these small verses. In fact, when you look, he starts with talking about how the angels and they summon heavenly bodies, and God created them, establishes them, and controls them, and they should praise them as we do. And then secondly, we talk about the earth and even that the depths of the sea, the finitest of sea creatures, the tiniest of planktons, fall under the reign of a God who created them. How the smallest of the small are really impacted, and we can see in reflection all that God is doing. Whew. I want you to just kind of take a few moments and just vividly see and describe to yourself what all this means. Because God had created all of these things. These things are giving God praise because he earned their praise. He created them. They give him praise and justly, just as we should give God praise justly because he created all of us. If you think about it, God has several attributes that are incredible about him. I think if we really stop and we really think and we really look at it, the attribute that we love about God is that God loved us. God loved us. And we saw that last week, that God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. And whereas I think sometimes we take that for granted, I think what's more important than taking it for granted is really observing how God loved us so much that he gave us nature so that no one could say they have never experienced God. Because God is in everything. God shows himself and reveals himself in so many different ways and throughout nature that you cannot deny him. And it is really hard to miss God in some of the small things. What I love to do sometimes is to go out to beautiful naturescapes and just listen. Hear the birds chirp. Hear the crickets cricketing. Hear the lapple of the water. I love those sounds because they remind me of a symphony that God is creating. And that symphony rings in our hearts. I want you to today envision God in the role of the creator and see how you respond to him. How do you truly respond to your creator? Is it one of indifference or is it one of love? Hope you have a fantastic day and I will see you tomorrow.